T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I want to get to my guest right now. He is Hans von Spakovsky. Not much to talk about today.
There's been stuff to talk about every day.
Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Great to have you on this morning. You know, I realize that the Supreme Court tomorrow is supposed to take up this whole census issue. Almost said citizenship, but it sort of deals with citizenship, because the question is whether or not the government should be asking people if they're here legally or not.
Well, it doesn't ask if they're here illegally. The question asks, are you a citizen? And even that, apparently, according to liberals, is just too much. Why, you can't ask if somebody is a citizen or not. And when the Trump administration announced that last year, that they were going to reinstate the citizenship question, a bunch of different groups sued, and it ended up before the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's the arguments that we're going to hear tomorrow.
It's really all about money, though, right? I mean, I said earlier that if California, if even, let's say, a third of the people they have there who are border crashers, if they get counted as part of the population, millions of more U.S. taxpayer dollars get sent to California.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right, because there's huge, huge amounts of federal funds that go back to the states dependent on their populations. And the more non-citizens they have, the more money they get. Of course, it also, as you know, results in more political representation, which I think a lot of people believe is fundamentally unfair. If you took the non-citizens who live in California, mostly they're illegally, if you took them out of the apportionment process, California would probably lose 5 congressional seats.
Wow. So they've been counting these extra numbers for many years.
They have, but the problem has gotten a lot worse because of the unchecked illegal immigration
right
across the southern border. And you know, California has made itself a sanctuary state, so they invite illegal aliens there as a place for them to settle.
You know, Hans, is this one of those cases where they're asking for the Supreme Court to hear this and make a very quick decision, or do we wait till June?
The government has asked for a quick decision. They're saying that if they don't start printing the census forms this summer, they won't be ready in time for the 2020 census, which is, by the way, one of the reasons the Supreme Court took the case. What happened, you know, was very unusual. You had a district court in New York, a trial-level court, issue an injunction saying the government couldn't do this in mid-January, and the government skipped going to the courts of appeal and went straight to the Supreme Court and said, you really need to take this case because time is of the essence. And the Supreme Court said yes. That almost never happens.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that they rule, and I guess we don't really know which way they may go on it, but my suspicion is the language has been on there before. It's not like we've never asked this question.
No, it's the first time it happened was the 1820 census, and you know, the challenger in this case are saying, oh, you know, that Trump is this horrible guy who's done this. Well, the horrible president who first recommended a citizenship question was Thomas Jefferson.
there you go. Well put. Hey, quickly, I don't think you and I've had a chance to speak since the Mueller report came out last week. Rudy Giuliani had an interesting debate on air yesterday with Chris Wallace talking about the allegations of potential obstruction. And I thought Giuliani's point was spot on, that, you know, particularly in this case, Mueller tried to basically push it off onto Congress. It sounds to me like he was trying to write a roadmap for Congress almost to push for obstruction. But explain this to me, please. If the investigation reached its conclusion, don't you think Mueller would have been shouting from the top of the Washington Monument if somebody had been trying to stop him from issuing his report?
Yes, that you're absolutely right. And for all the hay that people are making about what Mueller has laid out about supposed obstruction, keep in mind that absolutely no limitation or restriction of any kind was put on Bob Mueller and his investigation. And not only that, but the president did not assert executive privilege to prevent Mueller from getting full access to people in his White House, including talking to and interviewing his former White House counsel for 30 hours. So the idea that any actual obstruction occurred, we know that didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. Hans, listen, I appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.